The New V-Class, A Visit to Moscow. An article published on MercedesBenz.com. Alexander Popov will go down in history as one of the best swimmers of all time. How he redefined himself after his record-breaking career. It was a simple decision, but not an easy one for me, says Alexander Popov about the moment he threw in the towel and chose to end his first career. The record-breaking Olympic gold-winning swimmer from Russia is sitting in a quiet corner of the upscale Cafe Pushkin in Moscow, letting a freshly baked croissant cool off on the plate in front of him. It's not quite noon, and the sun is shining through the large windows of the Baroque establishment. Cafe Pushkin is like a time machine that takes visitors to a Russia that was ruled by czars, making it, for two reasons, the perfect place to interview Popov. First, his elegant swimming style has earned him the nickname the Tsar. And second, because time seems to pass more slowly here, the place exudes a calmness that invites self-reflection, and the 47-year-old certainly has a lot to reflect on. Popov was faced with a formidable challenge. How do I lead a new, fulfilling life when I've already achieved almost everything I've wanted to? Alexander Vladimirovich Popov grew up in Yekaterinburg, an industrial town to the east of the Ural Mountains. As a child, Popov was afraid of water, a fear he overcame early on. Conquering his fear equipped him with a sense of ambition that would catapult him to the 1992 Olympic Games in Barcelona, and, as a 20-year-old, win him his first of four gold medals. Popov would go on to win 6 world championships and 21 European championships, making him one of the most successful swimmers Russia has ever produced. But all of that took a turn in 2004, after the Olympics in Athens. Returning to his quarters after more than 10 successful years at the top of his sport, he knew he'd had enough. And not only because he would be going home without any medals. It was like I'd finished a book, he explained sincerely. You turn the last page, close it, return it to the bookshelf, and never read it again, because you know it from inside and out. Immediately after the Olympics, a friend of his invited Popov to visit him in the Fiji Islands. He and his wife count among the few guests to this exclusive South Pacific paradise. I woke up early in the morning because I was used to my training regimen. I sat there quietly on my beach chair, looked out to the ocean, and thought, this is the life. Popov is grinning the entire time he's telling this story, as if he's spontaneously reliving the moment that strengthened his decision to change his life. I was in the right place at the right time, and I knew that life would go on after the sport. That really motivated me. But Popov also owes this apparently seamless transition to his new life to his overall attitude and outlook on life. In other words, his ability to take emotional moments like these and view them in the clear light of logic. This too required years of practice before he could master it. In the water, you're bound by the laws of physics. So as a swimmer, you need to be in absolute harmony with the force of the water, Popov explains. It's like a process of creation, a way of thinking. I've decided that I will accept no limits for perfection. The more medals Popov won, the less he cared about accolades generally. His true opponents were himself and the elements. Popov's way of outdoing himself time and time again gave him a sense of confidence that had a ripple effect far beyond the borders of his athletic career. From 2005 onwards, Popov began carrying out tasks on behalf of the Russian Olympic Committee and founded the Alexander Popov Cup, which helps young athletes prepare for the Olympic Games. But he also started hitting the books, eventually earning his MBA in banking and finance. In 2009, he was appointed to the supervisory board of the German sportswear manufacturer Adidas. He held this position until 2014 and left when he founded his own company. His work involves developing and planning sporting facilities around the world, and while his business has its headquarters in Popov's industrial hometown of Yekaterinburg, he runs it from Moscow. Here, the most important economic and political decisions are made. And after several years of living in Australia and Switzerland, Moscow is also his new home. Even more meaningful to Popov than his professional success is the freedom that his life after swimming has afforded him. No more training 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, he explains as we take his V-Class to the Chaika swimming pool in the center of the city near the Kremlin. I can plan my own schedule. A few years ago, Popov, along with his wife and 3 children, 2 sons and 1 daughter, went on a road trip through Europe in the V-Class. The clan made stops in Bulgaria, Croatia, and Italy before passing through Switzerland, Austria, Germany, and Poland on their way back to Russia. The road trip was inspired by the freedom of being able to go wherever you want, eat whatever you want, and sleep wherever you want, he says emphatically. The people here at the swimming facility recognize Popov and greet him as he walks along the edge of the pool. The pool's director and guests shake his hand, chat with him, take pictures together. Popov takes it in stride, happy to oblige. Though he's never been one to seek fame and hardly does press, you get the feeling that he likes the attention. He politely declines the request to swim a few laps. He says he rarely does that anymore. For a moment, Popov's former life and his new life seem to overlap. But as Popov, elegantly dressed and close to 2 meters tall, slowly makes his way towards the exit, smiling for the cameras one last time, there isn't a glimmer of nostalgia in his eyes. Instead, you sense that this is a person who has travelled a long, winding road and is now marching into the future with his head held high. Popov steers the V-Class into a parking spot in front of Moscow State University, talking about how much his children love the van, as does Popov himself. The versatility it offers and the freedom it promises. The ability to simply hop in and, like he and his family have done, drive to wherever your wanderlust leads you. You just don't get that in any other car on a comparable level of comfort and design, he says. In Moscow city centre, sports cars are anything but a rarity, but that doesn't really interest Popov. There's not much of a point driving them here, he says with a twinkle in his eyes. It's not like you can unleash their full power in the middle of the city. For Popov, there's power in silence. Driving is a lot like itself. If you're impatient, you'll just get stuck again at the next red light. Swimming in harmony with the elements. Living in harmony with the world. You could call this Popov's principle. It has certainly given him a new lease of life anyway, and he's bound to keep evolving. The V-Class is one of the most versatile vehicles from Mercedes-Benz, as a comfortable family van, a practical partner for outdoor enthusiasts, a dynamic company car, or a luxurious shuttle with style. The charm of the V-Class models lies in their utility and independence, the appeal in their spaciousness, and the interior concept. The possibilities offered by the V-Class are manifold. How you choose to use them is entirely up to you. Some call this versatility. We call it freedom.